So once again, we are in the midst of the 9 days. It has not changed. So it gives opportunity to talk about another aspect of Kiddush Levana. We like to talk about Kiddush Levana here in this year. We've discussed a lot of different aspects of it. So we're going to talk about times in which we don't say Kiddush Levana throughout the calendar. And we'll talk about specifically Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, but we'll try to throw in everything as well. So before we get to the 3 days on the calendar, Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, and Yom Kippur, we don't say Kiddush Levana. Let's just talk about the timing at night. So you don't have it here on this page because I do not want to print out 2 pages and make more Seamus. So you have to trust what I'm saying is in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Tav Chavav, in Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, and he cites the Egor, one of the Rishonim, Ein Lekadosh HaChodesh Ela Balayla Be'is Shalavana Zorachas Venen Me'ore. You only say Kiddush Levana at night when the moon is out, and you can benefit from it. And Levush explains that the main aspect of the bracha of Kiddush Levana is the hana from the light, that we're getting benefit from the light that comes to the moon. It's for this reason we have to wait a few days. We've discussed this before last year, that you have to wait a few days from the molad, because when it's just the beginning sliver, it's not enough. So we try to wait 72 hours from the molad in order to say Kiddush Levana, not right away, even though the Rambam and other Rishonim seem to say you can't say it right away, but the minhag is that we say it after 3 days in, because we want more moon for more benefit and more light. So the Mishabur writes in Sifkatz and Beis over here, he says, La'afuke, you don't have it there, just kidding, you don't have it, La'afuke bein ashmashos, shalavana niras ktsas. So he says, this means you can't recite Kiddush Levana by bein ashmashos. You have to wait till Laila Mamish in order to say Kiddush Levana, even though, as all of your children know, look, it's the daytime. We see the moon. That's so cool. It might be cool, but it's irrelevant. Just because it's the daytime and you can see the moon doesn't mean it's time for Kiddush Levana. It must be night where the moon is more prominent. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shul writes in Olet Zion, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivat Parat Yosef, he says that it must be dark enough that the light of the moon could cause something to cast a shadow. Again, I know we all live near John F. Kennedy Airport, and therefore nobody sees anything from the moon nowadays at night, but theoretically it would have to be that type of a moon. If we're unable to determine this based on that criterion, so then wait 25 to 27 minutes after Shkia, and that would be the time you could say Kiddush Levana. So, that's it. So when we daven Maariv here in Shul, and people walk out, sometimes they say Kiddush Levana, so you got to make sure it's just a little bit longer than probably after we finish Maariv, a few more minutes, and then you can say Kiddush Levana at that time. Rav Avad Yosef writes in the Biomer and Chelakei that you should be machmer to wait until it's properly dark for the light of the moon to shine. On the other end of the spectrum, this Oris Shuvan Chelak Aleph says that it's mutter to recite Kiddush Levana after Alos HaShachar, but before a Netzach Ama, meaning in that time, like in that 6 o'clock range in the morning. During that time, you can still get a benefit from the light of the moon right before Netz, and this is the Shita of the Biomer and Chelakei. That you, if there's a tzorich, you can recite Kiddush Levana after Alos. It's repeated in the Chazon Avajan, the Alka Yosef, and the Chod Shani, Runesin Karel, to the Askel Avdi, that once Alos HaShachar comes, so the Askel Avdi says that after Alos HaShachar you shouldn't do it because maybe it's too light. But again, the halacha is that you can still recite Kiddush Levana after Alos HaShachar up until Hanetzach Hama, and that would be sufficient. So we're clear on the timing of the day for Kiddush Levana. Good. Let's move on to the times of the year. First, let's talk about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is coming up, but not so close. So let's talk about Yom Kippur. The Ramah writes in Tav Chaf Vav Beis. This you do have. You have this Ramah where he says, in the end of the Ramah, on the probably on the first page that you have, he says, Uvimotse, I don't know. Here, this one here. Is it not over here? Not this one? Did I not even get this one right? Hold on 1 second. Here we go, yeah. On here going on to the next page. On 188 going to 189, at the very end of the Ramah. So the Ramah says, and here in Hilchas Yom Kippur as well, that we don't say Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur and Tishrei, right? He says, below Kodem Yom Kippur. And that's the Shita of the Maril. We don't say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. The Levush in both places, here And there in Hilchos Yom Kippur says that until Motzei Yom Kippur, we're in the mindset of din, of the strict judgment of Hashem, and it doesn't fit with the feeling of Kiddush Levana, which is about Simcha and the Simchas Halev. And he says that he heard in the name of a Gadol Echad. We don't know who this Gadol Echad, but Levush quotes a Gadol Echad, that it's proper to recite Kiddush Levana in the beginning of Tishrei, because we want to have as many Zechuyos as possible, and perhaps the recitation of Kiddush Levana, you know, you never know which one is going to push those scales onto the right side, right? So throw in one more mitzvah, and we should say it there. So Levush, in seeking to make peace between these two opinions, one saying it shouldn't be till after Yom Kippur, one saying we should get it in before Yom Kippur, so he says that by waiting until Motzei Yom Kippur, with the mindset that we're doing so in order to perform the mitzvah with more simcha, will give you reward, right? So if you go through Aseres Meshuva thinking, ah, I can't wait for Kiddush Levana, so that will give you the zechuyos you need in order to benefit and to get that reward afterwards. The Mishbu writes in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, and he says that you should say Kiddush Levana Motzei Yom Kippur even before eating anything. He says Kigonim Lo Kiddush Bechor. He says, it's deep into it. Fine. Well, so I'm not going to go looking for it right now. So he says that you should say Kiddush Levana Motzei Yom Kippur even before eating anything. Don't wait to eat anything. Say it right away. This is the practice of Rabbi Salvechik as well. Rabbi Salvechik would say Motzei Yom Kippur, not wait to eat anything, and go outside and Kiddush Levana, and that's the proper thing. Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that we should say Kiddush Levana in the beginning of Tishrei and not wait for Yom Kippur. Ruch Chaim Palaji in the Moed L'Kol Chai says the same thing as well. He says even though the Zohar seems to say you should wait, so he says, no, we should say in the beginning of the month, and this is the Shita, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Hagra, the Maaser Rav, the Chaznish, the Stipler, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all did not wait until Yom Kippur. They would say it at that point in the beginning of the month. So those who do certainly have what's relying. End of the minhag is certainly in the shul and other places to wait. Rav Yosef writes in the Chazon Avadja that one can follow either minhag, and either one is good. So if you want to say Yom Kippur, you want to say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, you want to say it after Yom Kippur, each one would be okay. Let's move on now to Tisha B'Av. The Ramah here, again, as well, in that same piece, says that Aval lo b'motzei Tisha B'Av o b'shar Tanios. He says that one shouldn't say Kiddush Levana for the month of Av before Tisha B'Av. And this is the sheet of the Levush and Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Yalkut Yosef. This is the halacha for Ashkenazim, and I think Sephardim as well. We don't say Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. The Magen Avraham and the Mishabura explain, in Sifkat and Ches, Deshiruyin Ba'avelos, because we are heavy in Avelos during this time, and it doesn't fit with the feelings of Kiddush Levana, which is the Simcha being Mekabel Pnei Shechina, that we're coming close to Hashem, and therefore we shouldn't say it if we don't have the right mindset. The Ramah adds that you shouldn't even recite Kiddush Levana Motzei Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't recite it on Sunday night. It's the wrong thing. In the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah explains the name of the Maharil, that the best time would be to say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos Nachamo. That's really when you should say it. But what's the problem with that? Often it's going to be too late. Statistically, it's going to come out too late. So the Darkei Moshe says, the Maharil means, if the calendar falls out in a way that Motzei Shabbos Nachamu would be before the end of the Zman, then that would be the right thing to do. In the Mishabur in Sif Katan, Yud says, De'ein shuyim b'simcha, we don't have simcha, v'yavarachu b'yam shachare, say it later on, v'mavor b'Darkei Moshe, d'im tishu b'chal b'yom chamish, if it falls on Thursday, yesh l'hantan Motzei Shabbos, who Yud be'z l'chodesh, the 12th, which would be Motzei Shabbos Nachamu. Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur says, it should be said, on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Not correct, he says, I disagree with the Ramah. You should say it right on Sunday night. This also seems to be the understanding of the Mishabura, as long as two conditions are met. So if one wants to say Kiddush Levana on Sunday night, you need to have two conditions. What are the two conditions? The first is the Chayadim says, you have to eat something before Kiddush Levana. Again, unlike by Yom Kippur, where you don't have to wait, but by Motzei Tisha B'Av, you must eat something beforehand. The Sharet Zion and Sifkat and Tess. So the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Chayadam, and he cites the Elia Rabba, who says, Mashma, Shim Yeshlo Lekadesh, Betzibro Yachol Lekadesh Shimahem, Afshlo Tam Mishim Barov Am. If, however, going home and eating something is going to make that I can't say Kiddush Levana with a group of people, which is a greater fulfillment of the mitzvah, then say with the Tzibor before you eat something. So that's something to take into account, because here in Shul we're going to end with the Tzibor, but we're not going to eat. But it says the Chafetz Chaim, better to stay with the Tzibor than to go home and eat. And the Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Sheshel Kosen and Asher Rav, felt that one shouldn't recite Kiddush Lavan and Motzei Tisha B'Av until eating something. One should be machmer against this Eliyahu Rabbah. Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Av Basin of Raboy, in his Tshuva Siach Yitzchak, brings a number of Gedolei Yisrael. You don't have to eat on Motzei Tisha B'Av before reciting Kiddush Lavan, but certainly one should try to be mekayim the sheet of the Mishabura to at least eat something beforehand. That's condition number one. Condition number two, the Mishabura says, you also must be wearing proper shoes, if you want to say Kiddush Lavana. Now, without wearing proper shoes, you're still in the spirit of Tisha B'Av. You're still holding by Tisha B'Av if you don't change your shoes. The Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, says that if you're wearing nice-looking shoes, even though they're not leather, then they're allowed. So now, as our shoe wear, our footwear increases, we have nicer stuff. They have these, very, very nice shoes from different companies that are woven material, and it looks like beautiful shoes. They feel like beautiful shoes. So if they don't look like, quote-unquote, Yom Kippur shoes or Tisha B'Av shoes, so then he says that's fine, because that doesn't mean that you're holding by Tisha B'Av, and that would be okay. So something to keep in mind. So technically, if we wanted to say Kiddush Lavana Motz on Sunday night, you should bring something to shul to eat after Maariv, wear either nice-looking Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av shoes, or bring shoes with you. And if you knock those two conditions off, then you say Kiddush Lavana and Motzei Tisha B'Av. Good? What? Not before. You can say, you don't say on Shabbos? Oh, you want to say, yeah, correct. We could say Abdel here. Bring some orange shoes. Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll find something. Okay. The Gra writes in the Maisa Rav in that Simon that one should say Kiddush Lavana for Chodesh Av as soon as possible. There's none of this waiting for Tisha B'Av. This is the sheet of the Chazanish and the Stipler. We saw Rosh Hashanah, all hells like the Gra to say it right away, but it's not necessarily the Minag, I think, in this community. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if someone lives in a country where it's frequently cloudy, then one should say Kiddush Lavana as soon as possible in the month, so as not to miss the opportunity. He talks about his country. He talks about when he was in Poland, it was very cloudy, and he felt that was something to be to take into account. Rosh Sternbach writes in the Chuas Hanagos and Chelak Af. Rosh Sternbach was from London, and then he was a Rav in South Africa before he came to Yerushalayim to be the Avbeis and Be'ed Haredes. So he says that in South Africa, the rainy season is always during this time, and therefore the minhag is to say Kiddush Lavana as soon as possible in the month of Av because of the possibility of clouds. Okay, so that's Tisha B'Av. We did Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. Let's talk about Shabbos, because people often do not think about this. Why is that we do not say Kiddush Lavana on Leil Shabbos? It's seemingly a perfectly good time. Everyone's walking out of shul after Kohel Shabbos Maariv. Why don't we say Kiddush Lavana? So the Bach writes in Sifkat and Aleph here, and the Tshuva Sabach as well says that you may not say Kiddush Lavana on Leil Shabbos. And this is cited by the Magen Avraham, Rav Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, the Prima Gadim, the Chayadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Bura in Sifkat and Yud Beis. He says, Mikol Shekin She'en Mekachin Osa, the Leil Shabbos. We don't say Kiddush Lavana on Leil Shabbos.
Shuvos.
What?
Shuvos too, which Shavuos.
Why would it make a difference by Shavuos? Are you saying because it's the beginning of the month? Correct. You wouldn't say it by Shabbos and Yantif. Correct. You wouldn't say it by Shabbos and Yantif. So, why? Why not? What's the big deal? But we'll get to that in a second. But he does say that if the last time to say Kiddush Lavana is going to be at that time Leil Shabbos, then obviously say it Leil Shabbos. Meaning if it's versus not saying Kiddush Lavana versus saying it, then say it on Leil Shabbos. We had a case like this a couple of years ago in the shul that I told a bunch of people to say Kiddush Lavana on Leil Shabbos because that was the last time to do it. It was cloudy in the earlier part of the month. Now, Rav Adi Yosef writes in the Be'omer and Cheleches that you can even recite Kiddush Lavana on Leil Shabbos if it's the 13th or the 14th of the month and there's a possibility that the rest of the days are going to be blocked out because of the clouds. So it's not just the last day, but even by the 13th or the 14th, you could say it Leil Shabbos if you're afraid you're going to miss it. In the Or Letzion, he says that you have to recite Kiddush Lavana on Shabbos. He has a good shtickle in order to make it as if you're not saying Kiddush Lavana. He says the bracha for Kiddush Lavana is an entire Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis lays out the whole bracha. So he says what you should do is you should open up a Gemara and learn the Gemara and say Shem Hashem like you're going through the sugya, learn the Gemara, and say the bracha with Shema Malchus, and then it'll be as if you're not taking the bracha, you're just learning up the Gemara, and that's how to get out of it. And this is the sheet of Rav Yashav as well, in his Ashirim on Masachas Brachos. So what is the reason for this? So I'm going to bring 6 different reasons why people say not to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, which only means, when you have something like this, what it means is, we're not sure why, but we're going to try to explain it. Whatever reason the minhag is, we don't say it. So now everyone's going to jump into the discussion and try to figure out why we don't say it. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Beis, he says, "V'harbei ta'amim ne'amru bazeh al-pi kabbalah." There are a lot of reasons given to this, but they are al-pi kabbalah. So I'm going to give you 3 that are al-pi kabbalah, and then I'm going to give you 3 that aren't. The first al-pi kabbalah is the Maharil. The Maharil, Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, writes in the Sefer Minhagim that there are tchumen, like the tchum Shabbos. We did Erevin a few months ago when it came for Zaf Yomi, right? So there's tchumen down here. Right? The tchum extends a certain point in this world, but it also extends a certain point in the upper worlds as well. So he says that one shouldn't be mekabel b'nei Shechina chutz l'tchum, so to speak, that when the Shechina comes down to greet us, when we say Kiddush Levana, it's going to cause the Shechina to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, whatever that means. It's obviously al-pi Kabbalah. And he says that's why you don't say it. Now, the Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Dalet finds that to be highly, highly unlikely. He says, we don't jump to the moon. The moon stays where it is, and the moon doesn't come closer to us. We're not having a conversation with the moon. We're having a conversation with Hashem, and we're talking about the moon. So like, what does that mean, like someone's going chutz l'tchum? He says, I understand what the Maharal is talking about. So the Tshuvas HaRashba says, you 100% should say it on El Shabbos. The second reason is that Kiddush Levana contains techinos. It contains supplications and a personal request shouldn't be said on Shabbos. That's not al-pi Kabbalah, but that's one of the reasons brought in the Maharil as well. So the Rebbe of the Maharil was Rav Shalom of Neustadt, who was the Rav of Vienna. So he disagreed with that reasoning as well. And he said that, no, of course, it's not techinos. It's not like any personal supplication. And he would say Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos if it fell on, if it was also Motzei Yantav. If it was Motzei Yantav going to Shabbos, he would say it at that time. The Tshuvas HaRamami Pano, Rav Azariah of Pano, says that there's a simcha of Shabbos and a simcha of being mekabel p'nei Shechina, and we don't want to be ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, right? You shouldn't have, you know, 2 simchas on the same day. So if I have the simcha of Kabbalah p'nei Shechina and the simcha of Shabbos at the same time, it'll be a mixture of simcha b'simcha. We're mekabel p'nei Shechina Shabbos as well. So I'm not exactly sure like why that exactly is a contradiction. Nevertheless, that's what he says. The Pashut reason seems to be as follows. Kiddush Levana needs to be done with simcha and dancing. And as I've said time and time again, by Kiddush Levana, it's the only time in halacha where a person must dance. The halacha in the Ramah is that you must dance by Kiddush Levana, and that's why we dance in a circle when we say Tovim Oros. When we sing Tovim Oros, that is a mitzvah. It's the only time that there's a mitzvah to actually be merakeid in the Shulchan Aruch. So the post can say, on Shabbos we know we're not allowed to dance. So since you have to dance for Kiddush Levana, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to dance, so therefore we don't say it Leil Shabbos. That's the reason. That's the Pashut Pshat reason that's given in the poskim, and that's the assumption here that there's no other night that there's a hetzer to dance. By Simchas Torah, we dance as well. But in Shabbos or Yantif, so there you have no other choice. Simchas Torah is only on Simchas Torah. If I don't dance on Simchas Torah with the Torahs, so then I'm not being mesameach with the Torah. But Kiddush Levana can be done another night. So since Kiddush Levana can be done another night, and I don't have to dance on Shabbos, better to do it another time. So that, yeah.
What's the meaning of not dancing on Shabbos?
Because if you dance, it may come to pick up the instrument, and then he's going to fix, and clapping, all that stuff as well. So that's the Pashup shot in it as well. So the takeaway from that is that we need to be machbet to dance when we do say Kiddush Levana. It should not only be like 4 or 5 people dancing around in a sad circle. Like when people say Kiddush Levana, there's a mitzvah for everybody to join in and to participate in that dancing as well. The Ben Ishchai writes in Parshas Vayikra that the name, in the name of the Pachan Yitzchak, that there should be, not Rav Hutner, Rav Yitzhak Lampriati, who is an Italian Rav. So he says that there should be a special level of simcha in reciting Kiddush Levana, and if you recite Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yontif, the extra level of simcha won't be noticeable or distinguishable from Shabbos and Yontif, right? Because if people will say, oh, what are these guys dancing? Oh, they're so happy because of Shabbos and Yontif. But how does that show that Kiddush Levana is special? So in order to show that the simcha of Kiddush Levana is special and separate from Shabbos and Yontif, we say it at a different time. And then the Ben Ish Chai says his own reason. He says, I wrote in my Sefer Mekab Tziel, the Sefer that hasn't been published that often. He says that in Kiddush Levana, we curse our enemies. And we say, Tipal Aleihem, a Masav Afachan, right? Our enemies should be downtrodden and they should fall. On Shabbos, we're not Mekal. We don't curse people on Shabbos. We don't curse on Shabbos. And therefore, he says it's not nice to do it, so we wait till after Shabbos to curse our enemies. So those are the reasons given. The Eish Lavram, the Rav of Buchach, says that one is allowed to say Kiddush Levana during Tosefa Shabbos, meaning, let's say you keep Rabbeinu Tam, so you can say Kiddush Levana during your Rabbeinu Tam, and even before benching by Shal Shiras, because not reciting Kiddush Levana on Shabbos is not mentioned in Chazal. So I have to be so frum and not saying Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, even in Tosefa Shabbos, he says, no such thing. And therefore you could say it there as well. So, there we go. Those are the three zmanim that we don't say Kiddush Levana, beginning of Rosh Chodesh Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, Aseres Meishuvot after Yom Kippur, and as well on Shabbos itself, with hopefully an explanation of why we don't say it those times. Okay, we'll stop here.